Yo, what's up, and welcome back to another episode of the Betascape podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things beta gooner masturbation. In today's episode, I sit down and chat with Black Static, a sex worker, beta content creator. They are a gooner, exhibitionist, ass gooner, popper beta, hypnotizing people until they are puddles. We talk about a lot of cool stuff that he's into, who he is as a content creator, and lots of masturbation discussion. So as always, kick back. Thank you for listening to the episode and enjoy. What's up?
What's going on?
You know, just chilling on a Saturday, hanging out.
Same shit.
I've been so lazy today. I like woke up this morning and I didn't want to do shit. Like I was literally in bed like all day up until like noon, and I had to go do some like family shit, and then I was just like, I'm back here. Damn. I feel like Saturdays are like my laziest days.
Mine too, to be honest.
Yeah, right? Mine There's too. Like nothing to do.
Nothing unless... anymore.
What did you do? How was your week?
Well, week was fine. Of course, I got my fair share more of masturbating than usual. And contrary to belief, Saturdays, I'm starting to believe, are my mental health days.
Okay, so what do you do for your mental health on Saturdays?
Go to therapy.
Oh, well, that's fine, but I'm talking about like other things. Like, what do you do? Like, do you work out? Do you like have a really nice meal? Do you like talk to friends? Do you like go out in nature? Like, all those things help.
Nah, sometimes I talk to my friends. Most likely, I am always thinking of new ways to come up with new projects. So, I don't really get to go out as much like I used to.
Yeah.
So it's normally just work and crash.
Same. That's good. I think that's healthy. I think working and trying to make money and, you know, like paying your bills, I think that's all important.
Yeah.
But I do help you like take time for like hang out. What do you do when you're not working?
What do I do when I'm not working? What do I do? I like to listen to music. I like to dance. Let me see here. I like to dance.
Well, you are a go-go dancer, right?
I used to be.
Oh, you used to be. I thought you were doing that now. You're not doing that anymore?
I'm not doing it anymore. It was a lot maintaining that. Then, of course, my content platform. Then, of course, my full-time job. It became a lot. It was taxing. I really didn't have any time for myself.
Okay, so for the listeners and the viewers that are watching and they don't know who you are, what is it that you do?
I am a, like, my 9-to-5 job?
No.
I'm literally like, about to spill the beans.
Yeah, like, you know, this podcast is focused on, like, beta and gooners and solo sexuality. There's a reason why you're here talking. Tell the lovely people, like, what you do, like, who you are in the community.
Well, of course, my name is Black Static. I'm new on the scene here. I actually do a lot of hypnotic loop trance gooner go-go video type content creation. I've also am trying to get into sounding a little bit. I want to get more into people's brain with sounding, especially with my voice and whatnot. Seeing how I am
When you said sounding, I thought you were talking about like the metal rods inside of your penis.
That's why I wanted to be very specific.
So you're talking more like audio, like head, correct. Like head sound. Okay.
Correct. All right. Yes.
I like that. That's cool.
Seeing how I am a psych major, I am all about getting
you're
into
so cerebral. Mind. You're so cerebral. All the conversations and the texts that we have, you're always in your head. I'm like, stop it.
Oh, I am very cerebral.
I'm just like, why don't you start focusing more on other stuff, like your body?
I'm working on it. So
yeah, it's like a work in progress.
I like to go ahead and give people what they want. I like to go ahead and give a lot of eye candy. I like to go ahead and, you know, show off and actually encourage those who can't do it. I see a lot on my end of the spectrum. And when I say that, I mean PLC. Not too many of us. There's a great deal in the bunch, but not too many of us. So I feel like I should actually be the next one in there.
Well, how did you get interested in this specific type of content? Like this trance, like hypnotic, hypno, like is that something that you were always interested in? Like when did you discover that?
Oh man. Oh, okay, now you're digging in cobwebs. So I started off with Popper trainers on Pornhub. This was before the Pornhub purge, before the pandemic. I started getting into one person who was really good with making popper trainers back then. But I started looking at how he was making his stuff, and I started understanding how he was making it, where the anticipation builds and where it falls and whatnot. So that was like the catalyst of my creations that you see today. Furthermore, once I got into the hypnotic side, you can thank Popper's God for that.
Popper's God.
You can thank Popper's God for
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, actually he's really good at that. I feel like, yeah, you both have similar content.
Contrary to belief, he is a fantastic mentor of mine. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have gotten as far as I have today.
That's
So,
great.
shout out to my porn daddy, Popper's God.
I should have Popper God on this podcast. You think he would do it?
I don't know. Maybe you should try to ask him.
Why don't
I'm
you put
pretty
in a
sure
good
he'd be
word?
mad. Oh, I'll talk to
I
him.
think it'd be actually really cool to talk to. I feel like that hypno stuff, like I remember when I first started like really getting into more Goonie, like I was always very much into like porn, right? Like penetrative porn. That's what I grew up with. That's what I first discovered on TV and doing my own internet stuff. And then when I first when I started getting more into like the beta Gooner thing, I started seeing those videos, like those like instructional, like get ready to hit your poppers in five. Four and then you hit it and it'll tell you how long you're supposed to hit it for. But I like the videos I gradually start off. Like it's just like shots of like guys in like jeans, right? Like you like do the close-up of the groin and then throughout the duration of the video, it gets dirtier and nastier and pervier.
Why was that something that I was watching last night?
That's what I'm saying. Like those are really fun.
They were. I know one person who does it. His name is Brawny Cop. I love that. You
I
should
feel
look him
like
up.
maybe, yeah, I feel like maybe that was like content that I was. I don't know specifically like the maker of it. I mean, there's so many videos out there that like you do the research and find those, but those are fun. But I
They
don't like the
are.
ones where you're like hitting them too hard. There's some that go really hard, and I'm just like, okay, I can't even hang. Like, I'm done in like 5, 10 minutes.
I've had my fair share of those, and you know what? Never again. Never, ever, ever again.
Yeah, you have to be careful with popper use.
I've come across something very dangerous. So be careful to every one of those popper users.
Yeah, I think if you can use them, but I think definitely you have to use them with caution for sure.
Definitely with caution and with moderation. I think
Yeah.
you and I would definitely go ahead and agree to give this PSA when we say pace yourself. Seriously.
Yeah, for sure. We've talked about this offline, like, pace yourself, definitely hydrate. If you're feeling weak or lightheaded, like take a break, get some air for sure, like I'll crack open a window.
Not for real.
Also, yeah, like also too, like a lot of people during the winter they have like their heaters on, and that's gonna increase your body temperature, and then that's gonna make you dizzy. And poppers are that's the main purpose of poppers, so it can climb up really quickly. So yes, use extreme caution when using poppers. So when you are creating your content, like how do you plan out like what you want to show, like? What are you looking at that inspires you?
Well, of course, what do I look at that inspires me? I have an idea. When it stems up from the music that I put into my content.
Do you make your own music?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the general perks of being in the club scene. You be in the clubs, you gonna find some tunes.
Yeah, no,
Shazam
definitely.
is a motherfucker, and so is SoundHound. I just like to put that out there.
I feel like that'd be really cool. Excuse me. I feel like that'd be a really cool evolution to your like content. Like you start with producing your own beats.
To be continued, I have a long way to go, especially when it comes to editing. So that
Editing's
definitely is
hard.
something to do. Oh tell me about it.
I feel like especially with like music, because I'm not like musically inclined. Like I know good music when I hear it, but I have no idea how to make it. Like I don't know shit about notes, and like I wouldn't be able to tell you what's what when it comes to like music and stuff. But you know, you have like a sense of like rhythm, and like you can if you can like move your body to it, you know, it's good, because that's it, you know. But I'm that type of person. Like I like a beat that I can follow. Like I'm not the biggest fan of like jazz, like the
I got you. I got you. So let me ask, like my style of things, because I have more of the techno electric vibe. Is that does that get your attention or?
Yeah, I like that. I like a good like house beat, like a chill, like repetitive, like, you know. It's nice. It's especially nice when you hear it like in those like wild sex parties. You just have that like repetitive sex beat in the background. You're just like, yeah, they're really getting into it.
Oh man.
That's a whole different topic.
You're bringing my Super Saiyan senses out. So my thing here is that when I go ahead and find those beats, I then go ahead and start visualizing how I want a video to go. I start visualizing, okay, what do I see me doing at this specific interval of the song? And then I just break it down. Then I get a few more songs because, of course, I'm gonna have to make a mix out of all of that. So I start seeing how I want things to go in my head first because I don't create a shot list or anything. I feel like that's a waste of time. So from there on, I'll go ahead and film my shots, and whether it's green screen or if it's live in actual real time, I know exactly where it is that I want to place things. And as far as dancing goes, I swear to gosh, I will go ahead and tell you that the music that you hear is not the music that I'm dancing to while I'm recording. I'm doing simple body movements so that my body would actually go with the music that you're hearing. Dope,
But
right?
how do you But you are listening to music while you're dancing. You're not doing it with no audio.
Depends on the situation. Depends on the situation and what I'm faced with. Let's
So
just say
how
if
but
I'm
how do you know your body's gonna sync to the music later?
That's the funny part about content creation. You can
You
manipulate
just
content the way you want to go ahead and manipulate
Yeah. You're giving away all your
it.
trade secrets now, girl.
I am. There is a secret way to doing it.
That's funny.
I could slow up my clip. I could speed it up. I can go ahead and keep it real monotone, and I can keep it with the beat. Depends on where I want it to land. That's the funny part about content creation. It's how you land things. It's all about transitioning. It's all about this, that, and the third. I can go on forever because I love what I do. But just to give you a little cornucopic of what is all entailed into it, it's all hard work. That's it.
Yeah, no, I think that's real. I think people should know that. I think you know, when especially for someone like you that produces this, you know, these involved content, someone like Popper's God, other people that I see, like I think it's important for people to understand like it takes time and resources and energy to produce these high quality involved videos. You know, I don't do that with my own like, you know, content. I basically just turn on my iPhone and I'm just there because I'm lazy fuck.
I see you. I see you.
I'm pretty lazy. Like I just like, you know what, just lie me in bed and like spread my legs and like let me do my thing. But you're like bounce, you know, you're bouncing everywhere and you're like, to me, like I just feel like I would find that distracting. Like, oh, I have to dance and I have to find pleasure. I don't know. I don't think I could do both at one time. Do you feel pleasure when you're dancing around like that and masturbating? Does it
Oh,
feel good?
so I have to really be into it. Like when I first started, and when I first started is when you first met me. So I'm not sure if you remember, but it was a long time ago, like right after the pandemic, I made a video. It was like flashing lights everywhere, and I had my mask on and things like that. Do you remember that? Okay. So at that point, yes, I can feel pleasure while dancing and masturbating a lot. Now that I've grown and evolved a little bit more into this, and I've got used to poppers and 420 and all that, and knowing everything that I know, I'm just sitting at my laptop beating my winky,
Yeah. After a while, I just feel
I
like
got time for dancing.
that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like it's like so, I don't know. I mean, also too, what's the feedback do you get from your content? Like, do people love it? Do people appreciate it?
Well, it's like pulling teeth sometimes.
Yeah.
It's like pulling teeth sometimes. I do know one person, or should I say two? One person loves all of the hypno videos that I've ever created, all of them. Actually, still watches them to this day. One person said that one of my videos, their cock was so over it that they could not wait until the end. Let's see here. I'm starting to get a lot of love here and there. Some people have actually reached out and said, "Oh, hey, this is actually really good. Can you do a little bit more like gooner challenging? Can you do some heavy hits?" And I'm just like, I'm not trying to fry y'all like that, but god damn.
Yeah, there's people that can go some really hardcore shit.
I
And
can't.
that's,
I'm
I
gonna
know,
let
and
you
that's
know my
okay.
weakness.
But I think that's important. That's like you giving your like boundaries and be like, I'm not gonna do this to my body for your sexual gratification. Like, you get what you get. I could do this, but I think that's good business. Like, you're able to be like, listen, I'm not gonna be able to do that, but I can give you an alternative. How about this? And you meet people where they are. So I think you're doing the right thing where you're
I
just like,
think I'm
no.
doing the right thing as well, especially when it comes to because in the content creation world, we got to come up with faster content. So my big thing was looping. I like to loop things. I mean, that way you get a specific trance and whatnot. Honestly, and I feel like you get your money's worth if I loop
That's yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. Just giving the people
it.
with people giving the people, a really good time, making them bust the nuts.
Literally, literally.
That's so funny.
So from there, I went ahead and I because I'm pretty sure, like, because some of those videos, what was my record low? My record low was 3 minutes. My record 3 minutes of an original cut video, of an original cut video that I created, 3 minutes of just 3 minutes of video. I looped that and made it into 15 or 20 minutes.
Okay,
Those three
cool.
minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that sounds about right.
Okay, cool. So I'm not crazy.
Well, no, because the intention of the end video is the looping. Like, that's what it is. And so basically all you really need to take is that one piece and just repeat it over and over again.
Okay, so now you're starting to see it. Cool.
Yeah. No,
So.
I get it. I like it. Yeah, I always get so people will send me videos and be like, I love this kind of stuff. And it's just like, you see the little hypno wheel, like it's like an overlay. And you're just like, ooh, it's kind of
Yeah.
like hypnotic, like trancey, like you're just kind of like put under like a masturbation spell.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Good times, memories.
So when you're not making content, what else are you doing? Where do you live? You don't have to say specifically, but what state? Do you want to say
Louisiana.
this? Louisiana. Oh, that's right. I remember you telling me that. Is it a
I'm
fun
Louisiana.
state? What's the gooner scene like out there?
Oh, I
Where and home is what, Florida? You
home. Home
said?
is Florida for me. Yes.
Yeah.
Home
Yeah.
is Florida for me. I want to go home. The Gunner scene was not actually good in Florida either. Even in my hometown, which is in Ohio, the Gunner scene is not actually good there either. It comes and goes. Gooners are hard, or like rare gems to find.
I never been to Florida. Should I go visit Florida?
Can we wait until the NAACP says we can go?
Maybe I just don't want to visit Florida at all.
I don't mind going back home. I know a great place that we can go. I swear we can plan it. We can do this.
You know what you'd actually like LA. Why don't you ever thought about moving out here to California?
Fuck yes, I'm trying. I've been trying since I was 19. I'm 30. I'm getting there.
Oh,
Y'all too goddamn
yeah.
expensive though. Every time I turn around trying to look for an apartment over there, I'm like, Jesus. Oh, I go, okay, I gotta save some
It
more.
is expensive. You definitely have to be prepared to do it, but I think you would like thrive here. It's definitely the scene of like social media and content. Like, it's definitely the place where you want to
I feel
be.
like I
It's
would be
funny, I
swallowed whole.
no like you have you'd pace yourself. It's definitely a different if you're not from California or Los Angeles, or you're not familiar with the area, like it can be a little overwhelming. But it's fun. It has really great weather. It's a pretty liberal state.
I love liberal because what the hell we had over there in Florida? No.
I don't even know what's happening in Florida, bro. That's like a whole different dimension.
And Texas ain't no
Yeah.
better, Jesus. So
Well, I feel like maybe like Austin, Texas is like the one spot where it's okay. I was actually thinking about moving to Austin, Texas.
I'm right next door. Don't give me no ideas.
Well, I mean, excuse me, it wouldn't be for another couple of years. Not until I get this off the road. It's all this what I'm doing is like slowly picking up. So I'm really excited to kind of stick around and do more stuff.
You and me both. For the simple
Yeah.
fact, like now that I'm starting to actually gain some traction here, it's just like, okay, now that I got my feet wet, now it's time to really fuck y'all up.
Well, like it's always a continuation, right? Like you're always just evolving your content and being like,
Always evolving.
'cause don't you
What?
feel this way? Aren't you always changing? Like, aren't you always evolving as a beta?
Stay out of my
I'm
head.
not getting in your head. I'm just saying, like, I think it's important for like betas or, solo sexuals to understand, like, it's good to like, change things up and like try new things and like, be a different beta. Like, I'm really owning this whole like daddy phase of my life right now. What?
I kind of like it
But that was like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like when I first came on the scene, I was like, I was more like of a sub switch and just kind of learning and like, talking to daddies and kind of like, getting the ropes and maybe even getting some training under my belt. And I think now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, I've taken all this skill and education, and now I'm just like, I'm confident in that space. I moved from big brother to now dad.
Oh, I'm still the
It's not.
twink, so I'm gonna stay a twink.
Yes, you're a
I
cute
like being
twink. You're an adorable twink.
a twink. I will
So
definitely
wait,
try my
what's
best.
since you like music and your audio, what's on heavy rotation right now? What are you listening to these days?
I listen to a lot. Contrary to belief, I've been chilling for the past few weeks, so I've been going back to my regular crates, where I dig
Like
into a
what?
lot of old school. I dig into a lot of old school music. And when I mean old school, I'm talking about like stuff from like 70s, 80s, 90s.
Okay, like what? Name something.
Shoot. Well, you did mention house music earlier. I can mention a whole bunch of house music people, like Two Without Hats, Fast Eddie.
That's really cool.
Robin S, Crystal Waters.
Love, yes. I'm with you. You
let's
know what I'm really
see.
listening to right now? Do you know this artist called Aaliyah's Interlude?
No, and I'm a little offended because Aaliyah is my favorite of all time. Like,
I know, I love her too. When I first heard this artist, I was like, who is this person? But she's so cute, this artist. I don't know what you call them. What are those girls that like wear, like, I guess they're called e-girls? They wear like the bandages on their nose and they have like really rosy cheeks and like really colorful outfits.
I suppose. I've
I
never
guess
seen
you would call
either.
them e-girls, but she gives e-girl vibes, and so it's cute. She has a single out called It Girl. And I was just like researching them on Instagram, and I was like, oh, I like their vibe. I want to get more. So then I started researching like more of that kind of genre. I don't even know what you would call that kind of genre of music.
I
Like
think music
e-girl
is actually
music.
growing. I think music is actually growing a mind of its own. Now, if we want to go into the realm spectrum of like, the unknown, I have a few of those as well. I'm not necessarily sure. Are you familiar with SoundCloud? Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I love SoundCloud.
There's a
You know who
lot
I
of
discovered? You know who I discovered on SoundCloud before she came really big? Dua Lipa. I remember listening to her. Dua Lipa, bro. Everyone knows who Dua Lipa is. I remember listening to her like way back before she blew up. I would say I discovered her like 2 to 4 years before she blew up on the scene. on SoundCloud. So I love SoundCloud. You're always gonna find like these really cool indie artists that like blow up in the next couple of years.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure you heard of Dawn Richards or Dawn Richard, whatever.
I love Don Richards.
She's awesome. She's actually from here.
Is she?
She is.
I love when her music got more like electronic. She has a bomb video. There's this one, the black and white video where she's like wearing like a helmet and it's basically just her like walking. I don't even know if it's her. It might be just computer generated, but it's like this person just walking and it's like just this really graphic black and white. I'm gonna send you a link.
I know exactly what song you're talking about, and it was called Black Heart. It was very
Okay.
EDM. It was very
Yeah,
EDM.
yeah, yeah, yeah. I love when she transitioned into that. Like when she left like this cool R&B vibe and they started experimenting with that kind of genre. I thought it was cool. Her voice really suits it.
It does. And honestly, I want more trancey stuff like that. I think that's where I got into trance music, and I actually want to explore more into it. I've actually been researching DJs. I'm not necessarily sure. Are you familiar with Taku? Taku. Look it up on
Yes.
Google.
Yeah, no, I do. I do. I do. I do. I do. I
Telling
do.
all the viewers right now, you will be in for a treat. I'm just saying.
Wait, do you listen to Kalayla? Oh, you gotta listen to Kalayla, dude. She just came out with some new shit. You'd be on that shit for real. I'm gonna send you a
Okay,
link.
cool. Yes, please do.
She's amazing. I saw her in concert and she's so great. She's beautiful and she makes really good music. She makes like really good like electronic R&B. Like her voice is so soulful and she has like these like electronic beats over it. It's really cool.
Sweet. Okay, I'm gonna have to listen to that one. What about
Yeah.
like other DJs? Because like I'm very interdimensional here.
I'm not familiar
Afrojack.
with I know Afrojack, yeah, he's really popular, but I want to get more into like the indie like DJ scene. I don't know them by name too much. I'm really into like the like Chicago house music scene. Like when I hear it, I know it, but I don't know specific artists and I want to. I really want to get more in depth of like, oh, I know this artist and you know this
Back
record
then
and
or
da da da.
now?
All of it. Do you know the group Drama?
No, but do you know Jomanda?
No.
Damn. We got
I love how we're like we're just
lot to
turning each other
research.
on and on. Yeah, we do have a lot of research. Well, that's good to know that you love music and I think you should explore that. I think maybe that could be like a really cool evolution for you. Just start like making your own beats and like start like learning like how to even like you don't even have not you know, you could just make beats like electronically, so you're just sampling music and mixing it all together.
Well, the fun part about this is that if I can't do it, I have a cousin who can.
Well, there you
So,
go. Why don't you have your cousin be like, yo, show me some shit. Like, teach me
because
some
she's big
things.
time. She lives in Atlanta. Her beats have been played. Her stuff has been on TV shows. It's gone viral and things like
Why don't you
that. I'm
ask her to
not
make
playing
a
with
beat
her.
for you?
I'm not playing with her. She's too expensive. No, she's not.
Oh.
But I will go ahead and say that she can be a little bit busy at times. So it is kind of
Yeah.
hard to catch her when it comes to scheduling conflicts between her and I.
Well,
And
that's
she lives
good.
in Atlanta.
Well, you know, at least she's doing her thing. Good for her, right?
No, for real. Like for real. And I'm just trying to get everything situated on my end. So if anybody has any ideas for my content, of course, definitely you can always DM me on Twitter. Just for fans, I check it all. Fate World, I don't care. Just hit me
Yeah,
up.
just like hit static up, and let him know what you want to see more of his sexy ass doing.
Even like music ideas, like if I actually like it, I definitely will use it. Because sometimes I get a little bit like lost and I cannot find
Yeah.
things. So.
But I love when beaters do that to each other. Like when people reach out to me and they're just like, yo, you need to check out this artist or read this book or watch this movie. I love that because I know that I build a community. So like I always encourage people to just come at me like and be like, yo, check this shit out, you know?
Definitely 100%.
Like
My eyes go out.
I'm not always gonna send you a dick pic. I'm probably not in the mood for that. But if you tell me some really good recipe for like amazing like dim sum, I'm fucking down. Yo, what is up? It's your boy BC. Hope you're enjoying the episode. Gotta let you know that this one's also being sponsored by Joy Mode. Joy Mode is a sexual performance booster supplement. Yo, this stuff is great, no cap. I've been taking the stuff for the last couple of weeks to enhance my masturbation sessions, and it's really been working. Just the other night, I tried it out with a buddy. We were hanging out. We're like, "Hey, you wanna masturbate and have some fun?" I said, "Sure. Give me about 45 minutes to an hour." Put some joy mode in some water, and it was pretty amazing. We had a really great time together. This stuff is all natural, science backed, and studied on real humans, so you know exactly where you're getting. And there's really healthy stuff in it too, like vitamin C and ginseng, like all those good things for your body that you should be taking. So not only is it really impactful in the bedroom, but it's really great for your overall general health. It just helps with cardiovascular heart health. It helps with blood flow support and general erections. So as a masturbator, we want our erections to be pretty great all the time. So I want you to go out and try Joy Mode for yourself. You're going to go to usejoymode.com/beastly. You're going to enter promo code beastly, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping on your first order. Try it out. Trust me, it's really great. From one masturbator to another, this stuff is pretty legit. So go to usejoymode.com/beastly, enter promo code beastly, and get 20% off your first order plus free shipping. It's going to be a great time. It's Joy Mode. It's great sex solved naturally. All right. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the episode. All right, so we're gonna move on to a part of the podcast. We're gonna play a game. Are you ready for a game? Do you like playing games?
Yay. As long as they're not jigsaw games, we're fine.
What do you mean, jigsaw? Like puzzle games?
No, I want to play a game.
Oh, what
I do not want to
That
play
is
any of
so
those
scary.
games.
Are you doing the little guy at the tricycle?
Yes!
No, we're not those kinds of games. I'm not gonna throw you in a pit of like syringes. Do you remember that? Do you remember that when she got thrown and
Yes.
she was getting stabbed by all the syringes? And I'm like, girl, you picked up a nasty disease. Like,
All of that's disgusting.
I'd be
I want to go and
damn.
watch all of those
And
movies
she
again
was like
for
crawling on like broken glass. That's like my nightmare. Fuck. Okay.
some reason. Let's play a game. Yes, I'll be more than happy to play.
Not really a fan of those Saw movies. I'm
People
more of
who
like a
have done ruthless things have to mutilate themselves to get themselves out of a trap in order for themselves to live to understand the appreciation of life.
I don't know. I just always feel like
I don't mind that.
it's not necessarily like the movie itself, but I just feel like every time I watch those movies, like the acting's not that great. So I get like disillusioned. I'm like, you're faking this. I don't really believe like your potential danger. Also, I'm like more of a Scream guy. Like I love the last
Oh,
Scream movie.
get out. Get out.
Well, because
You never
do you understand?
evolved.
No, because Scream was my generation, bro. Like Scream 1 came back in the 90s. I was probably like in my teens or like early 20s when that shit came out. It was like fucking Drew Barrymore getting murdered. We were all about it.
How
Oh my God. Let's play this game.
the
All right, so we're gonna play a game of Goon or Gone. Are you familiar with this game?
old
You might not because I just created it. I
are you?
invented it.
I have my own version of that game.
Okay. So I'm gonna
I don't
just
think
read
it's
you.
feasible.
I'm gonna read you a list of like random shit that I've just been like thinking about in my life, and you're either gonna goon for it, which means you love it and it stays, or it's gotta go. It's gotta be gone. Yeah, you
Okay.
ready? And
Yeah,
then
sure.
you'll put in your 2 cents on whatever I give you.
Cool.
All right, here we go. Number one, Roadhead.
Gone.
Tell me why.
I can't concentrate. I'm a crash. Okay. I tried masturbating while,
I've definitely done that, like masturbating while you're driving. Yeah.
I've done that and I was only successful once. It only got once out of the, I had to put my car on cruise control. It was dark. It was scary. I almost crashed. No, thank you. Wait until I park at a rest stop.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like it could probably go. Like, let's focus on the road and like keep people safe on the road. Like, don't be. Yeah, if you need to get some
Let's
redhead,
not kill
pull over.
people today.
Yeah, put over to the side. Like, I feel like you can start playing with it. Like, if you want to get me aroused, you could certainly get me a hard on. But then I'm gonna have to pull over and like take care of business, but not necessarily on the road. I feel like I'd get too distracted.
Yes, definitely, especially when I'm about to orgasm. Oh yeah, it's over on that road. It's over.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So Roadhead can go. It could be gone.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, self-help books.
Define.
Self help, a book, on holistic approaches to enhance your mental health. Or like,
Don't.
let's say you're going through a really nasty divorce and like you need a self help book, like someone that's written about the topic and experience and like can help you through it.
Go.
I go in for it too, because I feel like those are more easily accessible. Like not everyone can get mental health services. And so if you're able to just get like a really nice book that you can buy for like 13 or $14 that can actually help you, I think
Yeah.
that's really cool. But I think people need to be careful about who they're reading it from, or like who wrote the shit.
Seriously.
Because I feel like people just be writing shit and you're just like, this makes no fucking sense.
Fucking narcs.
And trust me when I say, like, life's too short to be reading really lame books. Like, that's how I feel about books. Like, if I'm reading, like, the first couple of pages and I'm not feeling it, I'll toss that shit away. I'll be like, nope, I'm not spending my time.
Yeah, there was one book that I had. I tried. And you know what I found out?
What?
That I can't.
I like reading books on masturbation. Do you know M.B. Timothy?
Go? No. Oh, yes, I do. I've actually talked to him like last year sometime. But yes, I do know of him. What about him?
He has really great books. He's actually really prolific. I have a couple of his books, and they're all like masturbation. I think the last one that he wrote was more like fictional masturbation. He's a really lovely writer. He's a really nice guy too. He's
Okay.
heavy in the scene too. Like if you're on tel you're are you on Telegram? You are on Telegram.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I follow him. I just haven't. I don't use my Telegram much.
Oh, I'm all over Telegram.
I'm trying to be all over Telegram.
Okay, so we goon for self-help books.
Yes.
Okay. Number three, porn magazines.
Go.
Yeah, I goon for it too. I feel like they need to come back. I feel like they need to make a huge comeback onto the scene.
My gay godfather told me that I actually resemble one of these black and Latinx books that were back in the 90s. He said that I would be a shoo-in for it now.
That's hot. That's
I
hot.
forgot what it was called, but I swear to God, I will find out for you and then I will like tell you. But I honestly, I if they need to bring that back so I can be a part of
They
it.
do need to bring it back. Like I remember, like growing up, and the first kind of porn that I was exposed to was porn magazines. Like I had a friend in high school that would always give me her dad's old Hustler magazines. He
Really?
had like, yeah, and I would go to her house, and he had like a huge drawer just filled with Hustler magazines, and she would just give me like the old issues. And I
Oh,
remember
my,
just looking at
my.
them, like we would look at them in high school together and just be like, oh, this is like really sexy or whatever. And like, yeah. But yeah, I just feel like that'd be really cool if like we produce like a really fun like beta
Black
magazine.
Inches. That's the that's what it was called. Black Inches.
The name of the magazine, the porn magazine?
Yes.
Black Inches? That's cool.
Yes. Sorry, I
Yeah,
just
see,
didn't want it to
they
go
should bring that back. Like all these magazines are out of publication. Do you know Butt Magazine?
away. You have actually got me into Butt Magazine, contrary to belief, about a year and a
Nice.
half ago. I haven't really gotten into them. But I see where it can grow for them. Honestly, I don't know
Yeah.
why you won't take this and make this into a magazine thing also.
There's so many things right now. I'm so, you know what's keeping me really busy?
Especially with somebody who has photography backgrounds.
I know. Trust me, making a magazine has been one of my greatest like dreams of mine. Like I've tried several times to create a magazine. They're very difficult to do. Like they're so involved. But I think the thing that's taking up my time more right now is like the new YouTube channel. That takes a lot of time and effort. But I think that'd be really cool. Maybe we can get like a bunch of beaters to like produce like a magazine. That'd be really cool. And people could like submit pictures of themselves and like articles. We'll think about
Articles
it.
and stuff.
Nobody
Yeah,
steal that
yeah.
idea. Let's not talk about that because people are gonna like jump on that shit.
Right.
All right, we love porn magazines. You know, they're vintage. If you see like a Hustler or like a Playgirl somewhere, you know, pick those up. You know what I really want? I've been trying to look for old issues of Honcho magazine. Love that shit. Like these vintage, like beardy, like 70s, like
Yeah, I've heard
full
of them.
bush.
I
Yeah.
heard of them.
You
And
can
the ones
find
with
that,
the
I think.
porn stashes.
I really wish, sometimes I wish I was born like in the 70s and like been like a gay porn star in the 70s. It would have been so much fun.
But you got to think of the ridicule and shame back then.
Yeah, but still, like imagine like going to these places, just like being yourself and like rocking like a really hot 70s outfit, like those short shorts and the crop tops and like the high socks, the Adidas shoes. See, I
You're
see it all in my
fucking
head.
gay, but I'm with it. I'm with
I'm
it.
so gay. I'm like the gayest. Okay, cool. We love porn magazines. Next, New Year's. How do you feel about New Year's? It's coming up.
I don't know
Or
how I feel about
maybe by the time this episode airs, it'll already be in the new year.
possibly, but seeing how we're still in 2023, can I go ahead and just freely say this? I have given all hope up for New Year's, okay?
Why?
Ever since 2020 happened, it's been shit show after shit show after shit show, year after year. My expectations are extremely and very low when it comes to 2024. We're year three in, and it's just like, when the fuck will it end?
Well,
I'm
you know what they
sorry.
say, if you keep your expectations low, you won't be disappointed. I mean, it's a good rule of thumb on anything, especially like on first dates. Like, just keep your expectations low. Just be like, at least we're getting food. Like, that's the highlight of my date sometimes. I'm just like, we're gonna eat. At least I'm gonna enjoy a nice meal. Like, if the person sucks, fuck it. At least I got like some really good shit out of it.
Why the fuck do I feel that way? Okay, so I'm not wrong for feeling that way when I go out on dates. All right, cool.
No, that's like a trick. That's like just a trick in the back of your mind, just to be like, you know what? It's gonna be just a chill, like dinner, whatever. And I think people get like too concerned with like what the person could be when they're not fully paying attention to the person that's sitting right in front of them.
True. Next one.
So you don't. So New Year's gotta go.
So for New Year, you know what? For you know what? For New Year's, for the love of God, because you know I gotta do it every New Year.
What?
I'm gonna go that shit.
I'm looking for it too. I think I've started to get like more like feel like the sentimental aspect of New Year's, because I think people, you know, it's a time to reflect on like all the hardships and all the really great things that happened through that year. And it's kind of like a, you know, it's a coming a cup a cup accumulation. I was gonna say accumulation. No, it's accumulation. Fuck. It's accumulation of like all these, you know, successes and failures, and just knowing that like you've learned a lot, and like you can like go into a new year like all with all of this newfound gain knowledge, and like always get better, you know, always try to be a better version of you, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so. I'm just
Plus, you
farming
can
out
have,
all the negative energy.
and you can, I mean, that could be like a ritual for New Year's to like, you know, cleanse yourself and like, you know. Release.
Get all that nastiness out of you.
Yes, release all that nasty of 2023. Plus you can have some like really bomb sex on New Year's. Hey. I feel like I did that one New Year's. I was like pounding
I want
someone
that
at
to
the
happen.
stroke of yeah, at the stroke of midnight. We were like, Happy New Year's, and I went back at it.
Why doesn't this ever happen to me? Why? I
You
hate
gotta
people.
manifest it. You gotta manifest it. You gotta find someone that's gonna be down for it. There's plenty of people that'll do that.
I'm sure.
Okay, so wait, how many is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, next, therapy.
I'm on the fence.
Talk about that. Why are you on the fence? I
I
go
don't.
hard. Hard, so hard. I mean, you don't have to go to specifics, but therapy is helpful.
Okay, I try so hard not to laugh. Okay. When you say that, so I'm still a little, I think, okay. So I hold back my little side on that. A little bit. As much detail as I want to go into it on that and literally let myself out there and be like, hey, I do this. And not only do I do this, I do this for a living.
Wait, what do you, I don't understand. I'm not following your train of thought.
Goon.
You going for therapy.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna say that
Wait.
it's leaning towards goon, but I'm still
It's
on the fence
okay.
about it.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfectly fair. And I think that's perfectly normal to have that perspective on therapy.
And then to
Because it's
explain what gooning is, I think that's a little bit harder within myself for therapy.
Yeah, I think oftentimes people don't have the best experience with therapy, and then people are just like, oh, that doesn't work. But I think if you continue to find people that are helpful and that you feel the connection to, because it really does matter, the type of person that you're talking to. Once I feel like once you find that person that really gets you and you feel comfortable with sharing, that's when the work really begins.
I think it's actually starting for my therapist. Mind you, he is still new, so I don't want to give him too many brownie points.
Yeah,
But
and I think it's important to talk about it, because it like deshames mental health services. Like, there's nothing wrong with getting therapy. Like, they're there to help to, kind of make sense of what's going on in the brain and the mind of a person, an individual.
now you know why I want to be a therapist.
I think that's great. We need more therapists. Especially, we need more Black therapists.
Hey, I'm black.
We need exactly. We need more people to have accessibility in marginalized communities, such as Black and Brown communities. Trust me, I've needed therapy my entire life. That shit's fucking expensive. I don't have the resources for that shit.
Tell me about it. I'm paying out of pocket my damn self.
You know what? It's expensive and it's worth it. And there needs to be a change in this culture, in this country, to have more accessibility to mental health services. Like, it should be damn near free to get mental health, and like the fucking government should pay for that shit for everybody.
Good luck. Yeah,
I know, now we're getting really political. Let's move on. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, next, phone sex.
on.
Really? Why? Does it do it for you?
What the fuck am I, a teenager?
I mean, you don't have to be a teenager to like phone sex. I know a lot of grown
I'm
men that
sorry, the
really
last
enjoy
time I
phone
have
sex.
ever phone bone was back when I was like 16 turning 17. I'm sorry. No.
That's when it started for me too.
Like, no, I'm sorry. Like, get your ass on this fucking camera. Like, what the fuck?
That's
Like,
really surprising, because coming from a person that likes audio, you would think you would like the verbal talk. I think for me, the reason why I like the phone is because like the deepness in that person's voice, that's what really attracts to me. Like the grunting. But also too, like, I have a very vivid imagination, so I'm just like, yes, I'm picturing everything you're telling me right now.
Okay, I can understand that one. Sometimes it can get that way, but it depends on the person.
Yes.
It definitely does depend on the person, but as a whole, like you're asking, I'm gonna have to go on that shit. I
I'm
like
good.
visual.
You like visuals? I do like a good FaceTime. Like, I do like seeing the person too. But also to the specific type of phone sex that I like. Like, I oftentimes when I get on the phone, people are like pretending to like have sex they think they should be having on phone sex. But really, I'm just looking for like a conversational chat about sex that we're having. Right?
Right,
You know,
exactly.
like, take a breath, pause, breathe, think about what you're gonna say next. Don't do it like you're reading a script of what you think I want to hear. That's not sexy to me.
That's the thing. So, and I guess that's another reason why I'm not verbal, because I don't know
But
what
also too,
to
I find people like are really shy when it comes to sex, so that you could tell that shyness when they're speaking. It's like I need you to like just be confident enough to tell me the nasty things you want to do to me on the phone.
Beastly.
Okay, let's move on. So wait, you're not gonna go.
Beastly.
For you, it's got to be gone. For you, I goon. So that's cool. I feel like we got a good combination here. Okay, next, flip flops. And I'm talking like flip flops, where like you got the big toe and then like the other toes on the side.
Oh, my mind went somewhere else. I'm a Florida boy, so go.
I'm a goon for it too. I think flip flops are sexy. I love watching porno when the guys are fucking in flip flops. Like when they're
How
outside and they have.
gay are you exactly? How gay
Don't
are
know.
you exactly?
I'm pretty gay. I like dudes. Like, I like looking at dudes. Like, there's nothing
I
more
fucking
beautiful
love
than
it.
a big, like, there's nothing more beautiful than a big, meaty, manly foot, nicely pedicured, and a flip flop. I'd be fucking going in so hard, like walking down the street checking out dudes' feet. I'm just like, yep.
What's up? How you
Hey,
doing? How you
those
doing?
are slides, though. Those are slides.
So what? Beggars
But
can't be choosers.
slides are cute. Slides are cute too. I like slides. Okay, last one, video games.
Oh, this one is a little bit of a challenge for me because we're talking about two different sides of my black ass. Video games have changed since my era. So back then, goon, right now, gone.
Right now, gone.
Right now, gone, because I don't know how to, I don't know what games are out these days. I don't know what these whippersnappers are doing. I have a 14-year-old nephew who's playing a PlayStation 4, and I'm like, fuck, I'm old. All right, quit, kid, it's you. It's all you.
Well, I play on a PlayStation 5.
Well, he does too, with some little Fortnite shit or something like that. I'm just like, oh,
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not a big Fortnite fan. I'm more of a Street Fighter player.
I
I
think he
like Street
plays that
Fighter.
too. But I mean, hey, once my babies are nephews or once my babies are teenagers, I gotta hang up the
When
towel.
are What were you playing back in the day?
I was a Grand Theft Auto junkie.
Really?
I was a San Andreas junkie. I also loved a 007 game. It was called Agent Under Fire.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It was fucking amazing. I was just playing it like what a few months ago. And what else did I play? Spyro. I remember Spyro. The dragon.
Oh, yeah, the purple one.
Yeah. Spyro the dragon into the dragonfly. I got him on my little key set right here.
That's cute.
I used to play him back in the day. And I think that's about it. All that what I can remember, except for that one game. That one game got on my nerve. Twisted Metal.
Is that the one with the cars?
Yes, it was the one with the cars and the ice cream truck with the bone face and the clown hair. Yeah, that was the I hated that game. I liked Tekken, especially when I could play Devil Jin. You kind of remind me of him a little bit.
I'm not a fan of Tekken. I'm not a fan of Tekken. I don't like the way it's they fight. I don't like the mechanic, the way the graphics are produced. It's weird.
The graphics were on my nerves. I actually appreciated Mortal Kombat a lot more than I did Tekken.
I like Mortal Kombat now, although I find it really hard to play. I don't understand like the gameplay mechanisms of it. I think the main difference is because with Mortal Kombat, blocking is an actual button. Whereas if you play Street Fighter, blocking you're just holding back. So it frees up a button for other attacks. So that's where I get confused. So anytime I'm playing Mortal Kombat, I'm never blocking because I think I keep holding back in Mortal Kombat, but it's not blocked. So I get my ass kicked all the time.
See, no,
Whatever.
I can't.
I think video games are fun. They can be therapeutic for sure.
Have a
You know,
roommate
I
who plays
don't.
the shit out of video games, so I can understand.
Yeah, I don't play them all the time. But like, if I need to de-stress and I have too much anxiety, I'll play video games and it'll actually help me de-stress because I'm so focused. I'm not thinking about anything else, so it really helps me calm down mentally.
Gotcha.
I goon for video games. Do you know what the first one of the first consoles I played with was? You probably don't even know.
Sega.
A Sega Genesis, bro.
I ain't that damn young.
I was playing like fucking old school Sonic the Hedgehog and shit.
Oh, I
And
love that game.
I also had like an old school Nintendo one where you like blew on the other cartridges, like the big square fat cartridges.
Yes.
Yeah,
Oh, I'm
it's
not
pretty
that
bad.
young. I remember those days. See, I'm just as old as you are.
Thanks so much for being on my podcast. It was really fun talking to you and getting to know more about you. Where
Randy.
tell the happy people where people can find you and like look at more of your stuff.
I have a Linktree, link.tree forward slash black static shock. It is on my Twitter, so fret not, my word lovelies. My handle is at black static STATIK shock SHOK. Yes.
Hey.
Yes, it is complicated. I'm pretty sure Beasley will go ahead and put it in the section below.
Description. Yes, I will put all of your links in the description box so people can start clicking stuff. And listen, if this episode comes out in the new year, I want to wish you a happy new year, and I want to wish all listeners happy new years, and hope everyone, had a great one.
Right? Happy New Year to all Lang Syne, drink eggnog, all that.
All that good stuff. all right, cool. Again, thanks again for my guest being on my show. I love doing these, and I hope you enjoyed having this conversation. I'm your host, BC Beta. You can find me on all social medias under that. And we're going to see you on the next episode.